One.
Hey there, hey there. What's up, y'all?
Welcome back.
I don't know where to look.
Me neither. I'm just like, looking at the mic.
I'm looking here. I'm looking at the mic. I'm looking there. I'm just trying to.
If all goes well, then you will be seeing a video, and you'll be seeing, well, you'll be listening to a podcast.
Or you could do both. You know, I prefer both.
That's if this even gets put up.
Versatile.
You know? But how have you been now?
I've been okay. You know, I've really just been working. We've been on a hiatus for a long time, just because, you know, that's just life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But nothing's going bad. But you know, nothing is as exuberant. You know, nothing's great. So How are you? How have you been?
I'm chilling. I'm currently on vacation. We're in the lofts, just chilling. Bad podcasting. We're just in the lofts, chilling. Taking a break from the pizza place. Last week was like, we had a fucking heat wave, and it was the hottest week of ever. Like, it was just hot every single day.
It was really, really hot.
But just been working, chilling, living, existing. Rapping, spitting. Oh!
Poet didn't even know it.
Go get the backpack out now.
Yes!
On the Rugby website. You can follow at Rugby World on Instagram, and then in the bio, you'll see the link.
Do you have any more coupons that you want to give out to a listener? Like, can you make one?
No. Ain't shit for free.
All right, well, there I have it. CEO of Rugby.
But the real ones know that if you use code Rugby40, then you would get a certain amount off at your, you know, checkout. But if they use all the codes, I don't know what to say. Sorry.
So are you excited to be back? Like, we're finally doing something. Because I feel like we always hang out and we're like, okay, no, we're going to record. We're going to, you know, start writing stuff, start doing stuff. Well, and then we end up just getting high and sitting.
We recorded one episode, but we just never, like, did anything with it.
What episode?
We have the one from in the tent. We have one. Well, I think it was, like, a mukbang.
Yes, we do have that one as well. Those are all really crunchy.
We didn't want to give that to you guys. But no, it feels good to be back on the mic. Rick and Morty September 4th,
yes!
season 6, right?
But you know, I was literally just thinking that. Like, I was thinking, like, dang, it's been a really long time since I've watched.
Yeah, right. But they always do that.
Yeah, no, but I was like, wait, I couldn't. But it's been so long where I feel like I can't even remember which season we were on. I was like, wait, is this season 5 or are we on season 6? But we are on season 6.
So yep, season 6.
That's cool.
They had abs in the ad photo.
Right, I would like, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Like, I can't picture what it could be.
Yeah, no, meaning that I don't know why they have abs, but shit, go off.
Right. But we're not here to talk about Rick and Morty.
We're not here to talk about Rick and Morty today. Today is actually a special kind of episode.
Yeah.
Where, you can introduce it, because this was, you know, you're doing.
So we were thinking about introducing this idea to the podcast. You know, this is why we also wanted to do a video, because, you know, we just want to talk about certain shows, certain movies, just give our opinions on it, because there's so much media and there's so many things to watch. So today we're going to talk about Degrassi, because if you don't watch Degrassi, you're whack. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You had no culture and you've never been to Toronto, Canada.
Now, I, in fact, have never seen Degrassi, so I guess I'm whack. And I was supposed to be in Canada right now, which would have made me not whack to the second power, but I am whack to the second power because I'm not in Toronto with In the Six, with the Wolves, with Drizzy in them. But, it's okay. Now, since I haven't watched Degrassi, I sat down and we watched a top 10 clip.
Yes, we did.
Of the most shocking Degrassi moments.
We sure enough did.
So, shout out to, Degrassi, the official channel.
Yeah.
Who produced this video and left the little chapters for us to, you know what I'm saying, see and go down. Break things down. So we're going to start right off the bat. Well, first of all, let me try to explain Degrassi from somebody's perspective who hasn't seen the show.
Okay, and then you want me to explain what
actually is. So okay. I think Degrassi, well not I think, I know Degrassi is a show about high schoolers who are in high school, but they are not dealing with normal high school things. Now, I understand it is TV, but some of these things seem a little crazy, but if you see the world now in 2022, all of these things have happened like at least 100 times in high school. So it kind of predicted the future. I think Degrassi paved the way for high school students, and I think that's why we have all the things that we have happen now. Mm-hmm. It's Degrassi's fault.
Right.
But not Aubrey Graham. No. Not Aubrey Graham. He didn't do anything wrong. Wrong place, wrong time.
Right.
And that's Degrassi. That's not actually my definition. My definition of Degrassi is it's Aubrey Graham's life in high school, and the rest is filler.
Oh, that's what you just think Degrassi's about. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Degrassi's not just about Aubrey Graham.
Okay.
It's essentially... It's about just high school and adolescence and growing up, essentially. But it's also, like, the craziest part about it, it's like a soap opera. And, like, when you watch soap operas, it's always about, like, dramatic moments happening. And there's, like, so many dramatic moments in Degrassi history. Like, anything you can think of and, like... Everything Euphoria can never be what Degrassi touched. Like, that's what I need you to
know. And that says something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I need you to know.
They do crack on
it. Like, Euphoria. Yeah, no, in Degrassi, they go there. Like, they have commercials where, like, they'll have, like, weed, and they'll be like, we go there. Degrassi, we go there. Okay, so they take it pretty far here. So Degrassi is about being a teenager and doing whatever the fuck you want.
My teenage life was the complete opposite of what I've been seeing in Degrassi. Like,
yeah.
It was niggas getting shot, niggas getting testicular cancer, fucking people crashing other people's cars. Not funny, but like, it's not it's funny. Just teen pregnancies. Like, I've seen a few teen pregnancies in my life, but I have, you know.
It's just bizarre to see it, like, really, really this close. Like, it's like, there was, like, 14-year-olds, like seeing, like, me being, like, 8 years old, seeing, like, somebody, like, 15 getting testicular cancer, like, I was like, this is so scary. Like, I didn't even know that could happen, first off. I was just like, what?
They introduced you guys to a lot of new things.
So, today we're going to be talking about the title of the video is Top 10 Most Shocking Moments in Degrassi, The Next Generation. All right, so.
And I actually have an idea. We're going to go down this list, and then we're going to do a Would You Rather with each of the chapters.
What?
Yeah. You're that character in that position, and you have to pick Would You Rather.
Okay. I don't know how that'll work for all of them, but we'll see.
We'll do them for some of them.
We'll see. Okay.
So,
all right. You want to start the first one?
Yeah. First one is Spinner Gets Cancer. So... If you don't know who Spinner is, he was, I guess, a jock.
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider him a jock. He was more of just a bully.
Like, just a bully? Oh, not like, even a jock?
He wasn't even a jock. Like, he was just, like, a bully. Like, he would come up to you and be like, give me your lunch money.
Damn.
Like, you know? Like, he was really like, I'm going to punch you in your face because I'm having a bad day. Like, he was really, like, that guy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you guys heard it. He gets cancer.
Yeah, but not just regular cancer. You get testicular cancer, which for a lot of men is kind of hard because it's kind of like
losing. You get left with one ball or no ball.
And you're kind of losing your manhood, essentially. So it's kind of, I don't know. What do you think about it? Do you think like...
Okay, well, the perspective of him being a bully...
Wait. Before you do that, let me tell you how he handled it. So
when
he found out he got it, he just basically was going out fighting random people. Like, basically like... beating people to death. Like, he essentially almost killed somebody by beating him to death because he was so angry. So, let's say, for example, you found out you had testicular cancer. How would you react? Do you think you'd react the same way? Angry? Or
at that age? I'd probably be scared. But definitely, like, I don't know. I don't think I would take it out on anybody else because it's not like anybody fucking... filled me with a syringe for the testicular cancer, so it's not their fault. But I don't know. I get where he's coming from, but I wouldn't, like, lash out like that, to be honest.
Right.
that's just not me. Mm-hmm. But I do understand how he felt, but it's kind of, you know what I'm saying, the karma, the world, you know what I'm saying? You be a bully, you do all this shit. I mean, now my nigga got something for life.
Wow.
Did and I know. Bet it changed his life around. Did it?
It did. Exactly. It changed him for the better. Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would react in the same way. I mean, of course, it's a soap opera, it's drama, so of course he's going to go out and beat somebody because now, he's angry, but...
Let's say you were in a soap opera and you had the chance to do anything without consequences. Like, what? Like, do you think you would take his route still, or just you as a person?
No. If I'm in a soap opera, I'm taking full advantage. Like, I'm like, it'd be so sad if I had to take a trip to Puerto Rico. Like,
and then just have it fully paid for?
Yeah, just take me, you know? Like, that I would take full advantage. Yeah, no, I don't think I'd be beating people up. I'd be calling Make-A-Wish. Like, so what do we think? What are we thinking?
Not Make-A-Wish. Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about this episode, about him getting cancer, as someone who watches the show?
When I originally watched this, I was really, really scared. Like I was mentioning, like, I was very, very scared because not only was I too young to even comprehend what was going on, but it was just like when I grew up and I rewatched it, I was just like, damn, like that is kind of hard to hear, especially at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And like, you really don't know what to do. Like,
think this show matured you a little bit? A tiny bit?
No.
Not at all? You didn't give a fuck at that age?
No, it wasn't even that. It's just, this is so unrealistic. Like, I know realistically that I can't go to high school and act like what they act like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it didn't mature me anyway, because in reality, it's pretty immature. Like, a lot of them were pretty mature.
Right.
But it did teach me a lot of lessons, which I think most shows like this are supposed to do. You're supposed to learn something by the end. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I guess the lesson here is, you know, sometimes life throws you lemons and you gotta make lemonade. You know what I mean?
With your testicular cancer.
Yeah, I don't know. You fight and you survive and, you know, you live to bully it again another day.
Hey, you heard it here first.
All right, ready to go to the next one? All right, and the next one is Tyson up for adoption. So Tyson is a baby between Jenna and Casey. And Casey and Jenna, their relationship is already kind of weird, because at first Casey was dating Claire, and then Jenna came and took him from Claire. Mm. So whilst he was cheating on Claire, he got Jenna pregnant. Mm. And then he had a baby, and she realized it was too late to put it up for adoption. I mean, not put it up for adoption, get an abortion, because she was already 5 months. So
now, what would you do in a situation where whatever is cheating, and you also having a baby with somebody else?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say you're pregnant.
Okay, I'm pregnant.
Like, put yourself in Stacey's shoes.
Oh, Stacey?
What's her name? Who's giving up Tyson?
Jenna.
Jenna. Stacey. I just threw out the whitest name.
Just picked any name, huh?
Anyway, you just like, I could have heard us say Stacey.
That sounds familiar.
So I'm just not saying Stacey the whole time.
No, it's Jenna, Casey.
Oh, Casey. Casey, okay. Well, Stacey, whatever. Let's say you're Stacey, you're pregnant, whatever. Your nigga ain't shit, and he's cheating on you. Okay. Like, and you're pregnant.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing?
What do I do? I don't know. I'm putting him on child support. Like, oh, you know, like, I'm done with him. Like, I'm pregnant right now. You out here cheating on me? Like, are you serious? Like, this is too much. Like, I already know what I have to do. Once this baby come out, you just have to get the paper. Just look. Just sit by the mailbox.
Can they sign a birth certificate? Or?
No. No. Sign out of the bitch birth certificate. I don't know what to tell you. You're not signing my birth certificate.
Have a baby with that other home.
Yeah, no, because I'm not cool with it.
Yeah, no. If I was a pregnant woman in that situation, there's better stepdads.
Okay, work then. Honestly. I mean, honestly, work.
I mean, I go find one that's a DJ, like...
Yeah.
Then I don't have to ever find somebody to play music for my parties.
Work.
You gotta think smarter, not harder.
Trayvon, please.
But no, for real. All right, now think about you at that age, like, and you like just found out, like.
First of all,
because she tried, like, she tried to.
You know, she tried. Well, she didn't try to get an abortion. First of all, she had the baby, and she was with the baby for a little bit. Like, she tried to be a teen mom, but she had to give it up, give him up for adoption.
Do you think you would try, or do you think you would just
give it up for adoption?
Yeah, straight out the bat. Oh, straight out the bat, you just...
I think I would just give it up for adoption right away. Right, because away. I think it's harder to give something up once you've had it in your life for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, once you already built that connection, like, it's already, like, hard as it is. And then you already brought it into your home, and now it's, like, imprinted on you. So now it's going to be, like... So now it's going to be, like, weird. You know what I mean?
I feel like the Aquarius in me would try.
You want to try it?
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's my baby.
But I mean, if I got somebody pregnant in high school,
what would you do?
Quit high school.
Straight to the army.
No, I would really have to get a job because
army,
a
boy?
Baby is a lot of money. That's your only job. Okay? That is a lot of money.
You'll be working two jobs at the mall.
Two jobs, Calvin Klein and Auntie Anne's, honey.
And Zoomies.
And Zoomies on top of that. And I gotta work on one of the fixing the iPhone. Yeah.
You know, yeah, we got the place that made t-shirts, like, all that shit.
It's like Austin and Ali. I'm the girl that works at every store. I'm like, you know.
Please, no, I ever, even if I have a baby now, like, no.
I would cry. I would cry every night if I had a baby. I would cry every single night. I already cry when I have seven. Like, I cry every night. And I.
Oh, how is seven? You guys could have brought seven.
We could have brought seven, but he wouldn't have survived to drive.
Oh, yeah, no.
Seven hates. I don't know if he hates the car or the bag or both.
But both, maybe.
He does not like traveling.
Seven rather be at home.
You know, but, he's a home cat. He likes his windows.
Yeah, but no. I would not keep the baby. Sorry.
You just said you would try, like.
Well, no, I would try, but I'm saying if I got somebody pregnant, like, no,
it's not looking good.
If I was the one that was pregnant, then yeah. If I got somebody pregnant, I'm gonna, like.
I don't know about you, dog, but I'm feeling 22.
I'm be like, yeah, this is not working out. I'm saying I'm not gonna hit him with that, but I'm just gonna be like, I'm just not, like, I can't, like that's not me.
Okay, let's say you got somebody pregnant in high school. Would you respect their decision to keep it?
Yeah. I'm just going to keep the bug down. I'm telling them I'm not going to be there.
But.
I'm not.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not telling them they can't have the baby. I'm saying, I'm telling you right now, like, I can't do it. Like, I'm not going to do it. I'm telling you the truth. Like.
You know what? Like, keep it,
bro. Yeah, like, I'm like, of course, baby, your body, your choice, but it's not, like, I'm not taking care of that baby, period.
No, that's so sad, though. Like, I want the listeners to know, if I got somebody pregnant in high school, I would take care of it, because at the end of the day, I'm the dumb idiot that got you pregnant, so
I mean,
you have to be the dumb idiot that
it takes two to tango.
I mean, obviously it does, but
like,
still.
Like, listen.
But still, we both made a stupid decision, and you're choosing one way to fix it, and you have majority of the problem.
Right.
Okay, I'm not doing much of the labor. You have the actual baby.
Right.
So, I mean, if you picked a stupid decision, we both picked a stupid decision.
If it was, like drunk prom night, whatever, no condeezy, then, yeah, I'm manning up, I'm going to hit the baby. Now, if the condom breaks, no. That's not my fault.
No, yes, it is your fault.
Oh, you
should have picked the condom that's the right size. You could have picked a different brand.
It doesn't matter if it's the right size. They still can break. It doesn't matter. It can have a hole. It can be deficient. Like, no. If the condom breaks, it's not
okay.
My kid.
Okay, if the condom breaks, you should stop. Like, that's
of course. But I'm saying, if like, if I'm going and let's say I nut as soon as the condom breaks. What am I gonna do?
Like, I just don't think that's real. I feel like it'll pop, and you'll be like, "Oh, let me stop right here, right now." No. That's what you should do. And I feel like,
but what if you don't get it and pop?
Yeah, no shave.
Like, what if it feel the same?
Trayvon,
you just keep going.
You just cut it. Just say you wouldn't even want to take care of the baby. I told you. No, but just stand on the statement. Like, you like, okay, well, of course. No.
Okay, listen, I'm trying to tell you. If it's a drunk night after prom, I will man up and keep the baby. If we're just having regular sex and the condom breaks and like 5 months later, like, I find out, I'm gonna tell you straight up. Like, no, like, I cannot take care of
that. Okay. I understand that. Okay. All right. I really don't understand it, but okay. Like, I know what you're saying right here. Okay, but let's say, but 5 months in, like, in the show, 5 months in.
That's what she did.
Okay, yeah, but 5 months in the show, that's too risky to get an abortion. So at that point, you're just telling her, well, that's your problem.
Yeah, literally. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? Okay, but what if she didn't know? Like, she just had no reason to suspect.
No, he said in the show, he said you were hiding that you were pregnant for 5 months, and I would have used that.
But you can still not know you're pregnant.
You can still not know you're pregnant until, like, 6 months. Like, I would probably
not show. Mm-mm. Exactly. Like, you know, like, you know.
I'm going to feel it.
You can. Okay, but that's another thing too. Okay, don't be a dumb fuck. So you knew for 5 months because we were clearly having sex doing everything. So you think I hid it for 5 months? You should have known as well, sweetheart. So at that point,
then I'm a man up.
Let's move on.
Listen, audience. If the condom breaks, I didn't know, I didn't pee, then like. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I can't take care of the baby.
Well, there you have it, ladies.
But if I know I'm having unprotected sex and I'm like, oop, well, I accidentally came, then I'm manning up.
Yeah, she's ovulating, you're done.
Then, well.
There's a baby.
There you have it, ladies and gents.
Baby or no baby, I'm still not going to be there for that one incident. Like,
what?
He just
said he would be a daddy.
I know, I'm saying that the condom breaks.
No, they're going to serve you them papers.
That's
the
papers. Yeah,
give me the papers.
Oh, you rather pay the job?
I would be on my side of court.
No, I'd be like, what? Are you serious?
Like, even Crystal.
Everybody, like,
y'all can all take care of that fucking baby.
He's gonna sit there in court and dead ass be like, okay, but at the end of the day, Your Honor, all these people are sitting here defending that baby. They can all take care of that baby.
It's literally all empty.
No, because I just feel like this is gonna be like, well, I
it's
mean,
me, the baby, out, the baby, Crystal,
and you know, you should the baby at court.
Damani, Chattel's gonna be there, like,
Emma, Your Honor, everybody on that party. You take care of
it. Everyone on that side, first of all, everyone on that side, fake as hell. I don't know why. I don't know. Suddenly, everybody traded on me. That's number one. Number two, Your Honor.
Like, since they all want to defend that baby so bad, they can feed that baby, they can change that baby, they can keep that baby.
But you're saying you would rather pay like $2,000 a month instead of just
having
the kid.
I'm still going to have to pay $10,000 a month if I'm
No, you're not. Like, at that point, you just live at home.
Me, like, if I find out I'm pregnant.
No, I'm old enough now. I could go work anywhere.
Okay.
I'm saying if I was in high school.
Okay, so you're saying
okay, yeah. School, I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about if I was in high school.
Would you have wanted me to like break up with you, have the baby, and then move away, never talk to you, and then you find out like years later that you have a whole child?
I bet you. I know what he's gonna do. He's gonna find out and be like, damn, and then delete the message.
Swipe.
Wow. Like,
keep scrolling.
You swipe on my story like, damn, little mom, who that? That's your niece? They're like, no,
like,
this your daughter.
Like, not mine.
No, this your daughter. You're like, damn, unsent.
People like, kind of looks like me.
You ready to move on to the next video? Because this one was crazy.
All right, the next topic is Craig's dad. Now listen.
Let
me break it down first. So Craig has an abusive father. And he's like hitting him.
Wait. Okay. Before we continue, let me just make this disclaimer right now. I don't like Craig.
Like, why not? What did Craig do?
Craig is just not a good character. He came in and just was already on bullshit. Like, he was kind of kidnapped his little sister as the first episode he was in. Like, he was already came in and was like crazy. I mean, but we literally found out he was bipolar, which is okay. You know, we don't care. But he was still.
Now I have a question. Has Craig ever tweaked on his dad?
Yes. Well, not on his real dad, but he went to his dad died. He moved in with Joey, which is his little sister's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to have like psychotic breaks and used to like hit him and punch him and do all that crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the show makes it easy to sympathize with him because, you know,
right, okay,
like bipolar is not an easy thing to deal with, okay, even as an adult. And you know, being an actual teenage kid is kind of hard. Also, like, it's even harder. Boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. Another. He was always like messy. He also got Manny pregnant and mm-hmm. being stupid and an idiot and just like. And she was also way too young for him. It was just. Yeah.
Well, his dad dies.
Yeah. Well, his dad dies.
Doesn't sound like he was the best kind of guy. Well, him or his dad, but. After like him and his dad were already having difficulties, he moves away. His dad tries to reform. They go to dinner. He pimp slap him after the dinner. Craig wasn't feeling that. He left. His dad is driving home. I'm guessing he might have been a little drunk because he was trying to recover. Like he was trying not to be mean to Craig anymore, but.
Continue.
But he was trying to change for Craig. But, you know, sometimes people, like, have anger management that they can't control. And Craig is bipolar, so his dad probably, you know what I'm saying? Not, I'm saying his dad got some, or everybody who's bipolar, their parents had some. But, you know, it might just be also his dad's anger that's also in Craig, too. So, but... Anyways, yeah.
This was also I feel like a thought-provoking episode for me when I was younger, just because it's kind of like dealing with like a moral stance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, he was a terrible dad, but did he deserve to die?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because that's what I was like trying to add in. Like he was changing, but he did have an outburst in the middle.
So it's like, how do we know if he was actually gonna change? Mm-hmm. We didn't give him a real chance, mm-hmm. but I still just think like Craig. I feel like he inherited a lot of. Behavior from his dad, so that I think that came out, especially when it came to him being bipolar and everything. I feel like a lot of that stemmed from his dad, and I feel like he reacted in a lot of the same ways, just like his dad.
And it didn't help with his bipolar order, so
yeah,
it just maybe made it worse even. But how would you feel if, like, let's say, I'm not gonna say your dad's name, but let's say he was.
Yeah.
Let's say he was like hitting on you, smacking you, da da da. You didn't. What happened to Craig's mom? She passed?
Yes.
Okay, so he like got. I'm not gonna say it, but let's just say you were in Craig's position, right?
Right.
When your dad comes to get you for the dinner and all this shit and he hits you, like, mm-hmm. how would you react?
I would act the same way as Craig. Like, I'm leaving.
Well, like, imagine if Craig was in that car. That nigga might have died too.
I mean, well, I think what the show was trying to depict was that I guess he was driving and he was driving reckless because
of the accident.
No, because of
Craig. Craig
was upset at him. But essentially, that can't be on Craig. Can't be the blame for that because at the end of the day, he still slapped him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Craig didn't do shit.
I react the same way. I'd be like, oh, I'm not driving nowhere with you. So this is really awkward. I don't know.
Someone slapped the shit out of me. I'm not getting in the car.
What's gonna happen? Like, this is kind of bananas. My glasses are so dirty. Look at.
I didn't bring my microphone. I like the marble though.
Thank real royalty. Y'all see that? Hold on. Let me get into the details. I can't see, but.
All right. So what's the next one?
All right. So the next one is Eli crashes Morty.
What does that mean?
So I just want to say, Eli is what. Fanfic is made of, like, everybody that first watched Degrassi, like, if you were white and you liked Degrassi, you were obsessed with Eli. I never liked Eli. I never understood the hype, but essentially he had really long hair for most of it. He was really dark and mysterious. Think of Edward from Twilight. Like, that was essentially him. And he also drove around with in a hearse.
Oh, the nigga, okay.
Yeah, he drove around in a hearse. That was, like, his thing. Like, you know, like, he was, like, mysterious. He had, like, a hearse. So this hearse is really important to him, and he was dating this girl named Claire, and she broke up with him, and he felt like he needed to make like this grand gesture, so he literally crashed the whole thing, like called her and was like, yeah, no, I love you, so I'm gonna crash this motherfucking car. And then she was just like, please don't do that. And he was like, oop, too late. And then and
I'm
crashed
gonna
it.
Crash this motherfucker.
And yeah, so I how would you react if you had like somebody that was like you were dating that was like really obsessed with you, and they were like,
and they crashed their whip that I didn't like.
Yeah, they were just like, I'm going to do this big, big thing for you. I'm going to crash my car on the phone with you.
That's
like,
love.
I could kill myself, but,
that's
you know.
That's love. That's real love.
Real love. I'm such a
If you crash your whip for me in 2022, I'm putting a ring on it. Period.
I mean, because, maybe he was ahead of his time. You know what I mean?
Because who's crashing their cars like that? I've never seen anybody crash their car for me. Like,
well, I mean, I don't think it's very common nowadays.
Like, I'm gonna go to the hospital, but like,
oh wow, you but Claire went in there and cursed that ass out. So y'all had two different opinions on it.
Say nah, I'm gonna be in the back of my head like,
I don't know.
You put yourself in harm's way, like you could have died.
First of all, that initial call was probably crazy. Like he's like, hello.
It's car upside down.
You know, he's like, hello. All you hear is brushing past cars. I'd be like, hello. He's like, yeah, I'm driving really fast right now. What are you doing? I'm like, why are you driving really fast right now? Like, he's like, oh, like, you hate this car. I'm going to crash it right now. I'm like, please don't. I'm like, no, I'd be trying so hard. I'd be like, oh, no. I love the car. I actually think it's one of the best cars I ever seen ever. And I think you should come pick me up right now. Like
that, see, now you're captain.
No, I would actually do that because I wouldn't want to see anybody kill themselves, especially calling me. Like, that's the police calling me first. If he killed himself in that accident and they was looking like through his phone records, he'd be like, oh, he called her. Oh, she must know what went on. So I don't want no parts of that. So
yeah,
I'm gonna be like, listen,
like, fuck you in that car. Go ahead. Like,
not the Playboy Cardi voicemail. Fuck you think you talking to?
Fuck you think you talking to, nigga? Yeah. You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Ain't shit funny in a fucking car. Oh my god, you're sick.
I'm like, you are sick. Say nah. While he's crashing the engine, I'm like, but I do.
You didn't even hear it. You don't even know what happened. You're like, oh, he just called me. Everybody's calling you in the morning. I'm like, what? Why you keep calling him up? Why you keep calling my phone?
Like, which I keep calling me for? Oh my gosh.
Next time I see you, I'm a bash.
Next time I see you, I'm crashing my fucking car, bitch.
Oh yeah, that's
like go straight to jail. Hell. Like they hit that on the voicemail.
Oh wow!
Like imagine he was crashing a car and like she was already gonna break up with him anyway. So she's like, yeah, fuck you in that car. I hope that shit crashed down a ditch.
Like she just told him she didn't want to go on a trip. Like she was just.
Well,
like,
he did bring the shotgun.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't want to go on a trip with him for a reason. Like, and then she was like, I just need some space. And then he crashes his car. Like, how much space do you need? Like, that's too much space. You know what I mean? Like, why crash your car to get away?
He's about to be put in space.
Like, no, because he's just like, yeah, I'm going to do something big for you.
What year was it? Like the car. So you know.
The hurt. And I'm really trying to check. I'm like, let me see.
Because if that was a 2019 like, Hurst, he would have got slapped up. That shit got Apple CarPlay. You bugging. You think Hurst is gonna... They better. The fuck?
You expecting the Tesla Hurst?
People
come. Yeah, the dead person's driving the car. You know, that's what I want.
If I'm in there,
I want to be in the front seat, windows tinted, me in the front seat, the Tesla pulling up. I'm gonna fuck like
Tesla Hurst.
And the windows are slowly come down. It's gonna be like a red carpet event.
No, so the butterfly doors coming up.
Yes, no, there's mad people around me. I'm just like
in the Tesla.
I think that'd be pretty fair.
No, okay, but all seriousness, I don't crush a car for anybody.
Please don't.
Because like, that's childish.
It
you don't want
so
their life in danger. You don't want to be paying their car insurance note when, you know what I'm saying, that shit is pinned on you.
I'm about to say, and we didn't even see what happened after you crashed. She could have crashed into a tree, could have crashed to another car, right. You could have ran over somebody's baby. So just right, don't even, yeah. Like, you don't know what else.
Be safe on the road.
Right. So let's talk about what happens next.
Next topic. Somebody named Marco comes out. Is that the guy in the team?
He was
the football team.
No. He was breakdancing in the beginning. But I just want to say I'm a Marco apologist.
Marco comes out. Marco Del Rosso.
You about to get us fucking
right. This is Marco.
Demonetized.
This is Marco right there.
Oh, okay. The light skinned nigga doing shit in the hallway.
He is not light skinned, but all
he
right.
Acting light skinned.
All right, work. all right, well, I'm a Marco apologist. And just because I feel like Marco shaped who I was, really. Kinda. Just because he was the first gay character I ever seen on TV.
Really?
Yeah, like he was the first gay teen I ever seen. And like watching him like trying to figure out who he was, I was just like, damn, like that's really me. Even being like 11 years old, I'm like, wow. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But when he came out, it was just so, like, like, obviously, I feel like me, I don't know if it's just gaydar, but, like, me as the audience, we always knew he was gay, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But it's just, like, when he actually, like, said it out loud, it was kind of like,
no. Everybody was like, okay, shooting their shot.
But I don't even think this is the most shocking moment about Mark Whitman coming out gay. I think the most shocking moment is when he came out to his family. Mm. And not only did he just come out to his family, he did it in front of, like, the whole audience at, like, a play. Mm. So he was literally dressed like William Shakespeare or some shit. Like, he was in the middle of his big monologue. Spotlight on him. He comes down. He's doing a monologue. And he's just like, Dad, I'm gay. Boom. Ruins the whole play.
Ruins.
Boom.
Fierce. Ruins all. Fierce.
Cunt bad. You know,
I mean,
but yeah, I think that's a little bit more shocking.
He saw his moment and
so, you know, and conquered. I think this, I don't even think this should be on a shocking list,
Marco. Really? What, yeah, okay, so just, so take this one out, and what do you think is more shocking?
Well, okay, well, let me be honest. I think, well, for the time, because I think this was way back. Mm-hmm. So maybe at the time, this was probably shocking, but I feel like as of when this came out, June 5th, 2020, this isn't the most shocking thing
to happen. Yeah, no, Degrassi. Yeah.
I think, the most shocking thing that happened in Degrassi, probably in, like, the later seasons, that I think it probably went here, is when a hockey player killed himself. But it was because he was, like, the whole, just leading up to it, like, it was just so sad. Like, you could see him, like, really depressed. And then when he actually killed himself, and, like, he was on, like, the rooftop of the school, and he was in, like, the green room, like, you know, like, where they play and everything. Like, he was in the greenhouse, like, and somebody found him, and it was just showing different perspectives of, like,
damn,
the moments before he died, the moments after he died. It was just really, really sad, and it was handled so well.
I wonder why they didn't put that there.
Yeah, I wonder why, too, but it was just handled so, so well, and it was just, like, very emotional to see, like, just the different perspectives, because I was watching this video. I don't know the name of her, but she was talking about Degrassi, but she was just saying, like, they didn't specifically blame, like, any student. It wasn't, like, any, like,
it's just depression.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, anyone's fault. Like, nobody could see it coming, and that's just one of those things that, like, really happens to people, and it's, like, you really see it happen, like, and it wasn't, like, fake or fraud, and it seemed like it was, like, it was only with good intentions, I feel. So I think that could have made up this spot,
yeah,
because I just don't
definitely
think this is pretty shocking.
Yeah, that definitely is way more shocking. Like, I can't speak on anybody coming out, because, like, I wouldn't know that experience, but I do, like, have friends who, like, withheld it from their parents for a while, and then they're just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna say, like, or, like,
You know?
they're in a relationship, and, like, their parent doesn't know, like, back in high school, at least, like, their parent didn't know, and it's like, I'm not trying to say names.
I'm not gonna name names, but
I'm not gonna name names. But it is literally crazy, because, like you know how, like, your parents just ask, like, oh, who's this, who are they dating, like, that, like, just normal mom dad shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't say shit because you don't want to out somebody, like, you know what I'm saying, on accent, because that's not your place. But it's just wild. It is like something to fucking think about, like, that. Shit, I mean, I feel like maybe, like, a small percentage of people, like, they'll just say it, but, like, their parent will already know.
Yeah.
But it's, like, imagine, like, that's, like, I don't know. That's so big of, like, something to say. Like, and now, like, maybe in the future, and even now, it's, like, way more different. But I feel like back then, like when I was fucking in middle school, I didn't know, Shadon. But
yeah.
Other than that, like, I didn't know anybody else who was gay in that class. Or there was no, like, lesbian people either, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think throughout high school, people changed, people grew, you know. And then as people started growing up and changing, the whole rules of everything just started changing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think coming out is a big thing. And I think, like, for the time, like I was saying, like, 2005, I want to say, like, this was probably a big storyline. And, like, at the time, even being gay was, like, still, like, people were getting super, like,
yeah, so, like, I don't even remember there being a pride back in fucking 2005. Yeah, no, like, at least in my knowledge, like,
you know, so it's kind of like, damn, it's great to see it on TV sometimes.
Especially for whatever year this came out in. What year did Degrassi air? 2007 or something?
Degrassi's been on for a long time. And the original Degrassi aired in, like, 1980 something. Oh, I remember. And this is the newer generation, technically, you know. And even mm-hmm. this is like old to us because we were born in 2001. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no. Degrassi's mad old. Degrassi, that's one thing I'll give them. They were too ahead of their time. Like they back then people were saying like high schools were too normal. Like it mm-hmm. was just, you know, regular bullying, regular this, regular that, but it wasn't really like this. But the crazy thing is, it is like this now. Like, kids are bringing guns to school now, and kids are, you know, getting pregnant and having abortions and having kids while still
in high school,
and people die, and it's like fucking nuts just to think about.
You know, I remember the first ever episode of Degrassi, and it has to do with my character named Emma, and she's literally like texting this kid online. And then it turns out it's an old man, and he's literally, like, holding her in, like, this hotel. Like, and that's, like, I was probably her age when I first saw it. And I was just like, oh, that is some scary shit right there.
It gets deep.
I'm like, oh, I don't want that. So, I mean, shit. They be teaching you lessons. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you ready to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
All right. So, the next one is Adam Dies. And I just want to put this out there that this is like the first show one of the first shows that really tackled like a transgender character. But I would like to note that the person that played the character was not transgender. So it's kind of frowned upon like right now, but for the time it was a little better, I guess. Yeah, but when this character died, it was really, really sad. Because this character got into a car accident. Spoiler alert if you didn't watch it. But it was just really sad because when he came to Degrassi, I'm gonna refer to him as he because the character
as Adam
when he came to Degrassi, I just feel like he changed everything, you know. Like he was trying really hard to hide the fact that he was trans, which he should, because he didn't have to, you know, tell anybody anything. But then people started to find out and they started to bully him, and like that shit's hard. Like, and it was really hard to watch, but it was also really good to watch him overcome all that shit, you know, just be like,
I definitely think Jeff is the perfect Degrassi school, because there was literally, except the guns, there was a mixture of like all of this. Like, there were some people coming out who preferred to, you know, be called he, she, or like, not he, she. She, her, or he, him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like, and that was like when I first started learning about that, like, I didn't know, like, that was a thing at all. So I was understanding myself, and it was just like different. Like, high school literally like taught me how Degrassi is fucking teaching people on TV.
You know, it's really crazy because, I mean, this was, like, my first introduction to somebody who was transgender. And, of course, I was so young. I was like, I mean, I don't know what this is. Like, that's just a boy to me. You know what I mean? Like, that was just, like, if they said he was a boy, like, he was a boy to me. You know what I mean? But it was different live in action when I really was in an environment where I could be with people who were trans, people who were non-binary, you know what I mean? So, yeah. No, it's good to see on TV still. Like I mentioned, all right.
You guys gotta watch Degrassi.
No, please do. It's so, like, if you have, just watch like a video that we watched.
Yeah,
so
literally the top 10 most shocking.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
They gave you a good breakdown too. Like, it's a good 20-minute video.
No, all right. It's really good.
So the next one is Manny's abortion. Did I say Manny?
Yeah.
Man, is that what she named the baby?
No, oh, that's what her name. That's fucking Manny. Crazy. Okay, I just want y'all to know Manny is the it girl. Like, I love her. She's such a good character. She was so funny. She was so popular. She was that girl. And we kind of talked about it already. Craig got her pregnant like a dumb fucking idiot. And he was just like, oh, I just assumed you were on the pill. Like, what? She's like...
Craig is fatherless.
But like, I think she was like literally in ninth grade. So she was like 14 and he was like 16. Like, what?
Well, I mean...
What? So I don't know. I also don't think this was kind of a big moment, I want to say. Because, I mean, of course, it's a big moment, and, like, seeing, like, somebody going through an abortion being this young is really hard. But I think there were bigger moments than just this.
Like, so what would you want to put like in place for that one?
I would put, there's, like, a scene where this girl named Ellie, she was in this one. She's like cutting herself, and that's pretty, pretty scary. And that was like a really sensitive topic. And I feel like that one was also really, really like important. And I feel like a lot of people should have watched when we were younger. Yeah. And I feel like that was also what it felt
like. Yeah, no, I really was not like, the when I went to this babysitter, they were talking about how they watched Degrassi. So they were like a little, not a little bit, but they like were in their 20s when I was like in my 14s, 15s. So they like have seen Degrassi. They know Degrassi. So it's kind of like, I don't even know where I was going with that. But I forgot what the fuck I was about to say.
Was it about Manny's abortion?
You were saying about like watching Degrassi. Mm-hmm. No, so yeah, they were watching Degrassi like as millennials, and not millennials, maybe like Millenna Z. They're like right in the middle, but like it, for them to have seen it, and like even people from our generation have seen Degrassi, must have been a show. But I really just wasn't into like the real shit. Like I was watching Cartoon Network and. Like when this came on, I was skipping it. But when Zoe 101 was on, I was watching it.
No, I love this. I mean, I just always felt like I was a little more mature for my age. Yeah, this was a definitely. I'm about to say this show was probably too serious for me. You know, like I was. This like, was on. I'm like, oh yeah, I can watch Ninjago. I'm gonna watch Degrassi. You know, like that. I was that kid. You know, I took pride in going to Teen Nick and watching Ninjago. Yeah. No, it's really cool. I just think that there's so many more. I don't know if this was on the list. It might have been, but it's just not showing up here. But when trigger warning, when Paige got raped.
That is not on here.
That's actually not on here, but that is.
That is a very
shocking to this day, I think like that is the scariest episode of Degrassi I ever watched. And there has been some crazy, crazy episodes, but it's just. It's depicted so real and so.
I'm about to say that was the thing. Wrong. Like, it's not even scary as in like some fucking big ass old guy picks her up in a car and kidnaps her, takes her to a hotel. Like, it's literally she's at a party,
right? And you don't expect anything.
Comfortable like, setting, yeah.
Yes, like she's having a good time. Like she's upstairs, and like it's just like hearing her like tell him no and hear and see him not listen, and it's just
him rip the condom off with his mouth.
Yeah, like. It's just really hard to watch, and like to this day, like when I rewatched it, I was just like it was really, really hard to watch. Like
that's
it's
so people sad. With that well, not so to sad. Joke on this, but that's some people with the episode of Rick and Morty with the jelly bean. Like they say that shit is a little too
too wrong.
Yeah, some people I have to skip that episode or that part because I can't like.
It's just like at Degrassi, and that's another thing. Degrassi's really, really good at like staging a moment. Like they know how to depict things in like a pretty good way. So the way they depicted that, it was just so real. Like it makes me so scared to this day. Like
yeah.
Even that, like when I was younger, knowing that I had a sister and like anything like that could happen, or like anything like that could even happen to me. Like I was just like, this is like so scary. I'm like
no.
Yeah. So I think that could have. Maybe we're in that spot.
Yeah.
We can go to the next one.
All right. The next one. Poor Drizzy. Poor Mr. Drake. Jimmy gets shot. Now, this, of course, I feel like everybody has heard about.
This is like a meme. Like, everybody knows about this.
Like, even I know, like, he gets shot, but I didn't. Like, I knew why. It was because of some iPod or some shit or something like that.
It wasn't.
Oh, I don't know. That's what they be saying.
It was because, there was this kid named Rick, who was also a terrible, terrible person.
Rick and Morty.
He hurt their friend named Terry. So they were, like, bullying him, and, like, they were just being mean to him, which, you know, pretty fair. But at some point, it gets too much.
You know what I mean? He gave Terry a concussion.
Right, you know, she was in a coma. So, I mean, fair, but still, it got to a point where, like, they were just doing way too much. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, they slimed this nigga on stage and put feathers on him.
Yeah, after this, like, big moment that he had. He, like, won something for the school.
He's
like,
feeling good. He thinks that he's the man, like, but it's just all a big prank.
Yeah, and then they pour all that slush on him.
And Drizzy comes to the hall, or
well,
maybe...
Okay, yeah. Well, what happens is, the two people that did it was this guy named Jay and Spinner. He's the one that had testicular cancer. So they were like, they pulled the whole thing off. So then they see the kid Rick in the bathroom. So they're like, oh yeah, you know, Jimmy, that's Drake's character. They're like, yeah, Jimmy was really great for pulling off that plan. Ha ha ha. So then, When the guy Rick sees Jimmy, he's like, it was all you. And Drake's like, no, it was not me. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He was on stage.
Like, yeah, that's what I, that was not me. And he was like, nope, you set me up and shot him.
Mama, I just shot a man down.
But I'm going to be 1,000% honest with the class here. I don't think, like, he was shot, like, for anything besides storyline purposes.
He closed his eyes, too. He was scared.
Like, I think, like, they had nothing else to do with Drake's character, so they put him in a wheelchair. They had nothing else to do. I mean, by that point in Degrassi, he was losing a lot of steam. Like, people were already being paired off with somebody, and he was just Spinner's friend by that point. So I think they had nothing else to do but put him in a wheelchair. And then once he got in a wheelchair, that's when his, you know, they really started to take off with this character, you know. You can do a lot with someone in a wheelchair.
Right.
So that's when they made him a rapper. He was a basketball star again. They made him a rapper. Yeah, it was great, you know. Yeah, no, then he left Degrassi. You know, they had to make room for the next generation.
Yeah, no, he said he came in and all the dressing room doors were chained, like, with other people's names, yeah.
And he just knew. Just like that.
Yeah, and then he was
like... They didn't say nothing. All he did, he just came on set and walked right out.
He said, yeah, they were pursuing my rap career, and we see where he
is. And now, look where they are. The people that sold his dressing room, look where they are. On some random Lifetime movie.
Doing crack.
Work. All right. Another storyline, Degrassi. Oh, we're on our last...
We're
on the last one.
Last one. About to hit the hour mark, so right. If you're still listening, thank
Great
you.
Great job. Good on you.
Make sure to follow us at Black Boys in Motion. Good on you. Follow the podcast. We're not done yet, but leave a review, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let us know what you like.
Type a little something.
Yeah,
let us know what you like. Give us 5 stars unless you're feeling 4 stars, but we won't take anything under 4.
No, we won't even take anything under 5. Just give us 5 because you love us. We love you. Where we've been dating for a really long time now. Like, I feel like you've been listening, we've been talking, and why wouldn't you give us 5 stars?
Maybe because we abandoned them for...
But we didn't abandon... Don't say that. Think of it as, like, we went on a cruise, you know? Like, we worked for a cruise line. We're a dancer on a cruise line, and we had to go away for a few months.
I think they could respect
that. Like a thing, you know? Yeah. But this is the last one, last shocking moment in this video. And it's when JT dies.
Free
and
JT, man.
I don't know if y'all know about JT, but when he died, it was also so sad. It was a big, really, really sad day for the fandom. Just because JT was one of the first, like, kids we were following throughout the story. Like, you know, like, there was a lot of storylines with him involving him and, like, him growing up. So when we finally... He was a teenager by this point. He was in his senior year. So when we saw him get stabbed, It was really, like, it changed the course of Degrassi for such a long time. Once he died, like, the game changed. Like, it was like no other character would be the same after that. Like, they literally had to bring in new characters after that. Like, it was done. Like, and I know they were graduating, but still, like, by that point, like,
you know, I feel like him dying defending the party was kind of in his character. Even though I never seen the show, but it was like, you know, the way to go.
It was so sad. It was so sad.
And then RP to that man.
You know, sorry, JT. We love you.
Free JT.
We're all done.
We are all out of chapters for this video.
Yeah, we're all done. That was great. I love watching Degrassi.
It was fun to watch. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. And we're going to talk about some more. This will be like Degrassi part one of just...
You know, we could also...
Just some, characters. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we could also rank characters, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun, too. Because not some of them, like, I'm like, why even end the show? Like, there's a lot of characters. I'm just like, you were in, like, 2 episodes. And then the rest...
For Aubrey Graham every time.
Oh, that's your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't want this to sound weird, but I always look forward to the episode where Drake gets shot.
I'm telling Drake.
No, it's just not. It's just because I know that's when there's gonna be a turning point in the show. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm pretty far. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm really far in Degrassi now. Like, I'm in the hole now.
When Drake gets shot.
Like, when I get to that episode, I'm like, damn, I've been watching for too long. I might have to take a break. Like, when I get to that episode, I'm like, whew, that was good watching.
I mean, it is Drake.
All right. You got anything you wanna say?
Nothing to say, just
vibes.
Yeah, just vibes. Tell us how you guys have been in the reviews. Let us know how your summer is going.
Yes.
We would love to hear. Give us a shout out.
Yeah, this has been a lovely welcome back.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank you for accepting us, you know, opening that voice message and listening to the full hour of it.
Miss, it's a whole hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm Al.
I'm Trey.
And this is Black Boys Emotion. We out, son.
Bye.